So. Wunderbar, jetzt kann ich mich auch hören.
Astronauten, die langweilen auf der Fahrt zum Mars, ja, könntet ihr dauernd das mit seinen Computern machen.
Radio Woltersdorf and Pi Radio equals Super Radio 2026. Live from the Super Booth 2026 from a mobile studio.
Also hereinspaziert und mitgemacht. Ihr habt doch die Pionierbluse an oder wenigstens euer Halstuch umgebunden. Natürlich beginnen wir mit einem Lied.
End of file.
Ja, ein wunderfröhliches Moin Moin. Wir führen dieses Interview in Englisch, weil wir haben zwei Gäste aus Amsterdam, das ist die Inge und der René, und zusammen sind sie Only Today. Hello, very nice to have you here at the Super Booth, Super Radio.
Very
hello.
Nice to be here.
Very nice to be here.
Hello Inge, hello René. Yeah, actually we met by accident at the store of Paul last year.
And unfortunately, not a car accident, but an accident.
No, it was a happy accident. Yeah, like actually the instruments cause what we was actually, I think, as well, the intro of our conversation.
And yes, yes.
and I had the luck that we could do a radio show together already for Beatnik Radio. But now you're here at the Super Booth and you made it to bring your instruments, or at least a little part of them.
Yes, so very limited, but it's enough to just let you hear something today.
To get an expression, impression.
Yes.
Or maybe both.
Maybe it's not allowed to bring instruments for the guest, but then we can make the arrangement that we don't tell it to other people.
That's a good idea. Don't tell it to anybody. Saying this on the radio is perfect. Yeah, I also came up with the idea, why isn't there actually a second-hand floor? I guess this would be a very nice idea too. Yeah, if one could change instruments and
just trade and
yeah, because the ghost, the spirit of this fair always started different from a normal fair. I mean, if you're approaching the Super Booth, it feels like you're coming to a little festival. Yeah, like we hear the bass drum in the background.
Yes, we
do. And I think Super Booth was always more than just a normal commercial fair.
So you could also not only bring your instrument, but also bring your music to your instruments and exchange that. Is that what you're saying?
Like you luckily did.
Yes, we are. We got invited to play here, so it was our luck.
So, welcome. Shall we start in with a little piece of inspiration from this moment?
Yes, well, let's do that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow, this was really, really beautiful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Inge, you are playing the Terra from Soma, and René, you are playing the Nord drums over the Cosmos.
Yes, correct.
How did you find your decision for these instruments?
Well, the Terra actually was the instrument that made us finally play together. We know each other for 20 years, met each other through music, through African drums. But I was singing and René was really into his home studio and his electronic music. But it didn't really come together until he was reading this magazine and there was an article on the Soma Terra, and I was intrigued by the design. I really wanted to try it.
Yes.
And this is how I was drawn into electronic music, and we finally met on this level of more intuitive music.
Yeah, I think it's really music to feel. Yeah, we had it in the radio show that nowadays it's really necessary to do anti-KI music,
mm-hmm.
anti-AI music, and I enjoyed it very much. How did you find your way from the African drums to the Nord drum, René?
Yeah, before the African drums, I started with in 1998. I was a kid drummer from since 1972, and with a little to have the numbers, then you know also my age a little. I'm 20 years older than the Terra player, remember? I drum a lot in rock bands, jazz. Make school long for music, also in military service music, performances. But then I discovered African music. Those people are also very interested in other cultures and kind of music. So simultaneously I bought my studio and I brought the numbers back into my compositions with African beats or beats to bass line. And those fascination doesn't disappear. And until the Terra was there, also the Cosmos came in, and ever since I bought the Cosmos, I never stopped making music every day when I'm at home. So every morning I put on my toothbrush to brush my teeth, but also put on the Cosmos to play music.
You said something about the way the music sounds. On our way here, René put in the car, well, we were driving from the Netherlands to Berlin, very long trip.
Yes.
René put some music, flute music.
Yeah.
And it was really brought me in this other sphere of comfort and soothing. And I thought to myself, it would be great if that is what our music brings, just to get people lifted up and be in other spheres.
So. Yeah, but it's not just soothing. You also,
yes, it may also
when you're
be a
going
bit
into the timbres,
wrench,
then it's biting a little bit.
Yes,
and,
but it's then nice to come back to a point, and that's also how life is. You know, you're never only in a soothing place, and it's not also not. I think you don't want to be. You want life to vibrate in different.
Yeah, you want some extremes, yeah, some polarity.
And some solutions from this tension to relaxation.
Perfect words.
Thank you.
René, you've been already yesterday on the Super Booth. Inge, yes. you haven't been on the Super Booth yesterday.
No, I really like the atmosphere, but one day it's just enough to call it an introvert. You know, I like to get back and relax and have René do all the things in his own speed and energy. And now I join him, and then he can have another day to go tomorrow.
Yeah, because there is so. I have to admit that I didn't see all the booths already. Yeah, there are still some to discover. Was there any favorite for you, René?
No, it's I didn't have the time because yesterday night also very pleasant dinner with some people from Holland. So I didn't have the time to put it all in place in my head. We are now sitting here. So it's one big party with music, with joy, with people who love music, with wonderful instruments. Yeah, we have a lot of instruments at home, so I didn't came here with a wish list, but every time you see new things, inspiring things, it's a very nice place. Yeah.
It's always interesting how different approaches to sound create new designs, new outfits.
Yeah, I spoke a lot with manufacturers also and artists, and was for me it's fascinating that Superboots, for my information, is started with Eurorack gear and the market for that, the
people. Yes.
And ever since a couple of years, there are more and more different kinds of instruments, like the Sommeteer, the Sommer things, and the things who are hybrid with patching and not patching, also standalone instruments. And I think, like me, also people who don't start with Eurorack and came on different sides in music, like ethnical music or classical music or normal rock music, it would be wonderful that these instruments also come on their radar. So yeah. Not only the Eurorack people who go into Superboot who discovered there also this instrument, more and more people who don't want at first hand come to Superboot enjoy these instruments, not because of making music, because of discovering themselves. That is the most important thing. In the contradiction with AI, you have music playing, not with sheet music, but with putting your instrument on and start a conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, and so maybe it's a good idea to force people, or the idea that people bring instruments.
Yeah. Force people, it's not always good, but it must be freedom. It's the joy of making music and the joy keeping yourself in the moment with help from your friend and the instrument.
Very nice. Can we maybe have one more improvisation? It's been so good to have you here. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You Thank you.